wasn't expecting a great following, mostly, to be honest, tonight. 56 or so. We'll get the official confirmation later. It's not a great crowd here at Field Mill tonight. Here's a chance for Lou Briscoe. Lou Briscoe, straight throw on goal. Briscoe must score. Briscoe scores! 1-0 to Mansfield Town. Louis Briscoe, put on by Daryl Clare. Briscoe, straight throw on goal. Straight through the keeper's legs. It's 1-0 to Mansfield Town. Louis Briscoe, the scorer. And we have had 22 minutes here at Field Mill. Alan Wilson, Louis Briscoe's first goal for Mansfield Town as Alan Marriott's kick lands on a television aerial on Bishop Street, and if they're watching Coronation Street, that will have flickered. Ball in, and Hodgkiss does well to get it to Duffy. Duffy, good ball for Clare, and that's a good ball forward for Briscoe to run onto. Briscoe with Opinel. Opinel does well to get it back to Cronin. The fans wanting Briscoe. Here's a chance for Briscoe. He's got an empty net. He's missed it. Briscoe has missed an empty net. Another throw in for Harvin. He had one long throw in the first half. Surprised me with just quite how long that throw was.
Surprised everybody, I think.
Yes.
It's interesting. A bit of a gasp around the crowd as if to say we didn't know he'd got that in his arm.
Yeah, exactly. Hodgkiss forward for Mansfield, but Clare's ball finds absolutely nobody, and the absolute player will keep it in touch down the line. Woodhouse heads it forward for Hodgkiss. Had an impressive first half for Mansfield on his debut. Hodgkiss. And Ipswich get it away. And a chance for Hodgkiss to get on the end of this. Can he barge his way through just on the edge of the box? Somner back to Woodhouse on the near side here. Ooh, poor from Woodhouse. And Williams, a chance to get it into the box, a chance for Clare to get on the end of that. It's in! Back is Rob Duffy. What a fantastic header that is from Rob Duffy. Williams is ball in. What a tremendous goal that was, David.
Absolutely, superb. That's what you want to see Roy Williams doing, putting balls into the box like that. He's so good at it, and has been doing so over the last few weeks. And Duffy, on the end of that, had to get some power on it, actually, to head from a good 10 yards out, back across goal. And Clare was there waiting to put it in if it did bounce back off the woodwork or if the keeper got a touch on it. But the keeper, not a short man, outstretched away to his right, but Stephen couldn't get fingertips to it. And off the post, super header from Duffy. Great goal.
And what a fantastic start to the second half for Mansfield Town here at Field Mill. There's a fairly sparse crowd here at Field Mill, under 2,000 for sure, but they're enjoying what they're seeing. Are throwing, and there is the full-time whistle at Field Mill. Field Mill faithful around the stand-up, applause for their team. I wouldn't call it standing ovation, but I think they've been more than happy with what they've seen tonight. And good performance from Mansfield here tonight, David. Comfortable 2-0 win, I think.
Yeah, very, very pleasing to see as well, especially after a couple of away day blues. Nice to see them get back here and get a few more points on the board and pass the ball around a little bit and play some decent stuff as well. I keep talking about the wingers, but it's that's really impressed me, the wing play that Mansfield used, particularly at home on this a decent surface, you know, particularly compared to some of the surfaces you have to go away to in this division. But on this surface, using the wingers, Briscoe and Williams particularly useful tonight. Playing balls into the box, playing balls up to the strikers who were hungry and looked like they wanted to get the goals. Midfield looked pretty solid. Defensively, they stood firm in the face of quite a second half barrage, actually. And as you say, in the end, when you look down at the number of chances that maybe Alan Marriott had to deal with, actually didn't really have much to do. And that's credit to the defenders. That's credit on a couple of occasions to Rob Duffy getting back and helping out, actually, and to Louis Briscoe for getting one very important tackle in inside his 18-yard box. A whole team effort in that sense. It wasn't just that, you know, the defence dealt with what they had to do. The rest of the team got back and said, OK, we're in a bit of pressure, let's sort this out. And that's really pleasing to see. I think David Holdsworth will say to us after the game that actually he got exactly the response that he wanted, because they put in a lot of effort. He's waving to the crowd at the moment, shaking hands with his players. They put a lot of effort in tonight. They've been hungry for this victory. They've deserved it. They've kept another clean sheet. And they've played some nice football along the way.
Absolutely. Next Monday, we'll be together from Northwich, Victoria. And
can't wait. we'll see how that turns out.
Just to tell the listeners, in the Wrexham programme on Saturday, there's a story by one of the Wrexham commentators where he says that he enjoyed commentating at Northwich, where he was in row three of the main stand, and the Wrexham manager and players, or substitutes, were in rows one and two, listening to every word he said. So
let's just hope they play well and win. I'll see you then.
Thanks very much, David. And you'll hear David's interview with David Holdsworth on the BBC website tomorrow morning. David runs off to get that interview with David Holdsworth. And so I hope you've enjoyed the commentary here from Field Mill. I'm Martin Short. Nigel Pinnock should be back with me on Saturday for full match commentary of Mansfield Town against Barrow. And we'll see you then about 3:10. I hope you've enjoyed the commentary tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Saturday.